This is Radio MD COVID-19 Daily, your source for COVID-19 news from the front lines of healthcare. I'm Caitlin White. Thanks for joining us on this Wednesday. It's March 25th. Stay tuned after the news for an interview with Dr. Adam Rubinstein about his efforts to collect ventilators for hospitals in need. Well, all that talk of some relief money coming our way might actually be happening in the next few weeks. Radio MD's Scott Webb has more.
Thanks, Caitlin. A final vote in the Senate today will clear the way for a historic $2 trillion COVID-19 rescue package that will include direct payments to Americans and small businesses. The bipartisan deal was revealed early Wednesday morning, and once it clears the Senate, it'll then be sent to the House and then finally reach President Trump's desk for his signature. Many details are to follow, including the exact dollar amounts that Americans will receive and when the checks will be mailed. Reporting for Radio MD News, I'm Scott Webb.
$2 trillion is a huge amount of money. Here to give us some perspective on just how much money that is Radio MD's Bill Klaproth.
Wow, $2 trillion. That rolls off the tongue easily, but do most of us have a concept of how much $1 trillion really is? Well, we have a handle on what $1 million is, right? It's $1,000 times 1,000. But $1 trillion is $1 million piles of $1 million. Imagine $1 million piled high on a table. Could it even fit on a table? And then imagine 2 million of these tables with $1 million on each one. That's $2 trillion. And it would weigh about 4.5 billion pounds. Well, without the tables, of course. $2 trillion. That stimulates me. For Radio MD, I'm Bill Klaproth.
And FEMA has started a website to help the public distinguish between rumors and facts regarding the response to the COVID-19 pandemic. The page breaks down some common myths you might have heard yourself, including who is at risk and whether or not you should be stocking up on groceries. FEMA says you can help stop the spread of disinformation by doing 3 easy things. Don't believe the rumors. Don't pass them along, and always go to trusted sources of information to get the facts about the federal COVID-19 response. You can find this page on FEMA.gov. We're hearing about the shortages of personal protective equipment and masks that our healthcare workers need. The alarm bells are now sounding for a shortage of ventilators across the country as well. Bill Klaproth talked with cosmetic surgeon Dr. Adam Rubinstein about his project Take a Breather to help gather ventilators not currently needed by medical professionals.
So Dr. Rubinstein, why did you come up with the Take a Breather project?
It occurred to me with all the news talking about the need for ventilators possibly overwhelming the current supply. I've got a ventilator in my office that I use when I do surgery, you know, when I'm doing a facelift or a tummy tuck in my office surgery center. You know, we've got a ventilator there that we use for those cases. And if I'm not doing surgery, then that ventilator is not serving anyone any purpose. And there are lots of facilities like mine all over the country that have one or more ventilators that'll be sitting dormant and unused. The Take a Breather program is a grassroots campaign to try and catalog all the ventilators that could be made available if there were to be a need.
And we're hoping that's not going to be the case. So why are ventilators going to be so crucial in the fight against the coronavirus?
One of the most advanced, challenging stages of the coronavirus infection is the pneumonia and the fibrosis that occurs in the lungs. The virus seems to specifically attack the parenchyma, the tissue in the lungs, that is so critical for living. I mean, you have to keep your lungs healthy. And not only the infection with the virus just creating inflammation, but there's changes that happen to the tissue that can affect someone long term, even potentially for the rest of their lives. And it is also the culprit that sometimes leads to the demise of patients.
So these ventilators, are they easily moved and transported? And can you just roll them in and plug them in and you're ready to go? Are they fully compatible and ready for use in an ICU?
That's a great question. Wherever they're going, there will be an anesthesia tech that can outfit the machine and get it ready to be used. They're pretty much plug and play, but anytime you're using these machines, you have to, you know, all the disposable equipment that goes along with it is thrown away. So you do have to set it up and get it ready for patient use. Anywhere these would be going, they would have the appropriate anesthesia techs that would be able to get the machine ready for use. But there's really no special configuration, you know, breakdown or reassembly that would be needed.
So at the very least, these ventilators can help bridge the gap in a shortage?
Exactly. Not only bridge the gap, but in many cases, they could possibly be modified and outfitted for more long-term use.
And what has been the response so far?
No matter who I've talked to, every single colleague of mine, every doctor that I've gotten on the phone, without hesitation, has offered the equipment that they have.
And how many do you think you'll have available in the Miami area where you're located?
I anticipate just in the South Florida area, I'm hopeful that we'll have 100 or more ventilators that we can identify. And, you know, that's going to be true, I think, in all major metropolitan areas. I'm hopeful that throughout the country, we may have, 1,000 or more ventilators that could be mobilized if the need comes. If we can provide even one ventilator to save one patient, then everything we're doing will have been worth it.
Thanks, Dr. Rubenstein. And if you're a physician or hospital administrator in need of a ventilator, or a private practice doctor and have one to donate, please email us at COVID19daily@radiomd.com and we will connect you with Dr. Rubenstein. I'm Bill Klaproth for Radio MD News.
This has been Radio MD COVID-19 Daily. If you want to reach out to our team with questions or comments, shoot us an email at COVID19daily@radiomd.com. That's COVID19daily@radiomd.com. Catch us tomorrow afternoon with more updates wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin White. Stay safe. Stay sanitized.